starring Tommy Rettig as Jeff Miller, Jan Clayton as his mother, Ellen, George Cleveland as Gramps, and, of course, Lassie.
Thanks, girl. I got an idea. I know how we can save some time. I'll stack all of this, and you go back and get another load.
How you doing, boy?
Okay.
Well, I'll give you a hand.
Gramps?
Yeah?
I wanted to ask you something.
Well, shoot.
Have you ever seen a ghost?
Of course not. There ain't no such thing.
How do you know?
Well, how do I know that a cow don't fly?
Cows don't have wings.
Yeah, but a ghost ain't got, a ghost ain't got nothing.
Girl, just because you never saw one.
No, no, nobody else did either.
You can't see the wind either, but it's still there.
Everybody knows about wind. It's, you see, wind is a natural law, and ghosts are again natural laws.
If there are laws against ghosts, well, there must be ghosts, or they wouldn't even have the laws. Do they put them in jail?
Look, natural law's got nothing to do with people or jails. Don't you see what I mean?
No, I don't. Well, if there's no such thing as ghosts, why do they even have the word ghost? And why are there so many haunted houses like the Tillsbury Place?
Oh, that's stuff and nonsense. Why, the Tillsbury Place ain't no more haunted than I am.
Well, the kids say it is. They say it's haunted by a ghost of a soldier who got killed in a war a long time ago.
Well, if all the kids know so much, maybe one of them has seen the ghost.
Here, Lassie. Put the wagon back. But, Gramps, what are you...
ghosts. Fiddlesticks.
Gramps, Woody says he once saw one.
Oh, he probably saw a sheet hanging on a clothesline. Say, how come you're interested in ghosts so sudden like?
We started talking about them in school.
Well, you can't talk about anything that ain't, I promise you that. Tell you what we do. You, me, and your mom will have a little chat about ghosts after supper tonight, and I'll prove to you that they ain't no such animal.
Gramps, not after supper. I gotta meet Porky. You're late.
I just wish I was later.
There's nothing to be afraid of. Gramps promised me there are no such things as ghosts.
Yeah, but did they promise him?
I tell you, there aren't any.
All right, if there aren't any, then what's the use of going in there?
Because I made a bet with Woody for 10 airplane cards that I'd go in there. And I'm going to win 10 airplane cards. Now, come on.
Wait a minute, Jeff.
What now?
Well, first, did I make a bet with Woody?
No.
That's one reason I'm not going. Second, am I going to get any airplane cards if I go in there?
No.
That's two reasons that you can go without me. Third, I can't think of any reason why I should go in there. Can you?
Yes. Why should I have helped you with your arithmetic homework for three nights in a row?
Because we're blood brothers and we promised to help each other and...
There. You said it yourself. Because we're blood brothers and we promised to help each other. I helped you. You got to help me. You promise?
All right, I promise to go in there with you.
Okay, come on.
10 airplane cards, and you got hundreds.
I don't have a PBY or an F-86.
Still, you were betting real airplane, but just cards.
Oh, come on, you want Woody to think we're chicken?
Right now, I don't care.
Nothing's gonna hurt us now, come on. It's a only an owl.
Maybe it just sounds like an owl.
Come on. Come on.
Jeff, are you sure?
Ah.
Nothing.
Then what'd you run out for?
Look, I just told you I'd go in with you. I didn't say anything about staying in.
Oh, look, Porky, I gotta prove to Woody that I was in there. Now, his dad once saw some old newspapers up in the attic, and I told him I'd get one so he'd know I'm telling the truth.
The attic? I'll wait for you.
What can hurt you in the attic?
Look, if nothing will hurt me, nothing will hurt you, so you can go up alone.
Look, I'll admit I'm scared, too, but... Well, I'm willing to go in if you go in with me.
Well, I went in there, and now I'm out, and I'm not going in again.
Lassie will be with us.
Ghosts are not afraid of dogs.
If there are ghosts in there, they could get us just as easy out here as if we were up in the attic.
Yeah, but at least out here, I got room to run.
Well, it'll just take a minute. I'll just get a paper, and we'll get out real fast. Now, come on.
I know that soldier died. He got scared to death.
Come on. It's just the wind.
How can you be so sure?
Come on. A shutter. Yeah, that was probably the same. There's all kinds of other junk, but I don't see any newspapers.
Maybe we can get some out of my house. Woody would never know the difference.
I gave him my word.
What's that?
I didn't hear anything. Must be some under this trunk.
He had a long gun.
Beware all who seek to penetrate our secrets.
Oh,
place is sacred. Let no one move.
I go nowhere. I am no one. I seek admittance.
You come alone?
I am no one, so I come with no one.
Out there, no mortal eye witnessed your arrival.
It is as you say.
You can assure us?
I hear and I obey, knowing the penalty for disobedience.
The first order. Are you prepared to follow where I lead henceforth?
I am.
Maybe they've gone. Sounds like it. I'd sort of like to take a look, and I sort of wouldn't.
Me too.
Oh, I got it. Lassie'll know. She can smell them.
Ghosts.
She can smell anything. Come on, girl. Come on. Is there anybody up there, girl? Can you smell anything? If you can't smell anything, speak softly. Nobody there?
Maybe you ought to open the door just a little so she can get the whiff.
Yeah. Stuck. What are we gonna do?
Should we yell for help?
What's worse, them, if they're out there, being locked in down here?
Here, we starve. I don't like ghosts, but I get awful hungry when I starve.
Okay, here goes. Help! Help!
I'll try.
Guess they're gone.
I'm not so sure I like that. How are we gonna get out of here? Help!
Won't do you any good to yell. There's nobody around here that could hear us if we yelled all night. Let's try the door again.
Well, there's gotta be a way out. Usually, I think about something to eat and I'm hungry. Now I'm thinking about nothing to eat and I'm starved.
We've got to figure out a way out of here.
I'm willing.
Don't you realize that sometimes people don't come around here for months?
Not unless Woody bets off some more of his airplane cards with some other dope. Hey, how about that?
Good idea. You can boost me out and I'll go for help.
Oh, no, you don't.
What's wrong now?
You're not gonna get out and leave me down here alone. anybody's gonna starve, we'll both starve together. If we can get Lassie out, she can... Sure.
Let me see. I'll move this. Help me with this box now. No, Bill. Take the other end. Put it on lengthwise. Here we go. Put this one on top of that. Trunk on that. Take that end. That should hold. Lassie, go get Gramps. Get Gramps and bring him back here. Get Gramps. Go on.
Did Jeff send you?
What now?
Nothing important. I'll go see.
Wait a minute. Jeff told me he was going over to Porky's. Why didn't he call instead of sending Lassie?
He always does things the hard way.
Wait a minute. Let me do a little checking up here. Hello, Jenny. Ellen, get me Bertie Brockway, would you please, dear? Thank you. Hello, Bertie. Ellen, let me speak to Jeff a minute, would you please? Oh? Well, I don't understand this. All right, I'll call you back as soon as I find out. Bye, dear. Porky told his mother that he was coming here.
Maybe they're cooking up something they don't want us to know about.
I know, but what?
Now, don't get yourself all upset with no cause.
I'm not upset.
Oh, and look, Phil Davies is coming by to talk to me tonight about something. If I ain't back, you tell him to wait, will you?
All right.
That's why all them questions about ghosts. Crazy kids. Ain't nothing here. Sense in hanging around here.
Oh, stop your barking. I don't know what you're talking about.
Lassie!
Jeff! Where are you?
Porky and me are trapped in the cellar. We can't get out.
I never heard of such nonsense. And aside from the fact that there ain't no ghosts, you had no right being there. Now, I don't want to catch you going in there again.
You don't have to worry about me going back there again.
Or me.
Let's take first things first. Jeff, you told me you were going to Porky's house. And Porky told his mother that he was coming here.
Well, not exactly. I told you I was going to meet Porky. I didn't say where.
Me too.
Perhaps you weren't actually telling an untruth, but you were deliberately misleading.
If you had asked me if I was going over to Porky's, I would have told you.
Me too.
On top of it all, you bring home a fantastic story about ghosts.
Mom, you know I wouldn't really lie to you.
I also know that ghosts do not exist.
And they never did exist.
But we did see them, Mr. Miller. Honest, we did. There were lots of them. All dressed like pictures of George Washington, in uniform.
You sure Abe Lincoln wasn't there, too?
I didn't see him.
The only thing I can possibly think is that you're trying to conceal something with this wild story.
What do you want me to say, that I didn't see any ghosts?
Well, I'd certainly feel that you were being more truthful.
All right, then, if it'll make you feel better. I didn't see any ghosts.
Didn't I see him either?
Must be Bertie. Come in.
Jeff, I just don't understand you.
Am I interrupting something?
What's the matter, George? You look like you saw a ghost.
Phil Davies.
Him. It's him.
Well, George, aren't you going to congratulate me?
For what? Losing your mind? What are you redoing that for?
Well, I'm now a full-fledged member of the Sons of American Liberty Lodge. You got initiated tonight and came by to ask you to join. Terrific lodge. You held initiation at the old Tillsbury place.
Next time I doubt your word, remind me of ghosts, will you?
Ha, 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 ha,